The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Michael Lane Jr., Mark Davila. We have a problem. Or wait, you have a problem. We have a solution. What is it?
Today's problem, the homeless.
Kill the homeless. I've been saying that for years.
The homeless are a problem because...
they don't have homes.
I've ever gone to a city and wandered around, you're going to get shit from them.
Literally sometimes. They're crazy.
Hey man, you got any change?
Around here, I don't really see them too much.
Around here.
Every once in a while, there'll be a guy with a sign. Yeah. There'll be a guy with a sign, like, I'm hungry. But he looks clean. He's wearing normal clothes.
That was me.
Yeah.
I didn't have any money for burger.
Didn't have money for lunch. On your lunch break, you go outside with a sign. See what you can get. Okay, now, the homeless, I don't know. It's like, if you're homeless, are you just pretty much mentally ill?
Because first of all,
don't we have so many programs out there?
How do people become homeless?
I understand, okay, you hear the stories. I lost my job, I couldn't find work, things got real bad. There's so many programs out there.
But say you or I lose our jobs.
Could you become homeless?
No, because my parents let me live with them.
I know. If things got bad enough, I lost my job and I couldn't find work and I had to, you know, I got evicted from my place, I'd be with my parents. I have other family. You know, I'd be all right. I wouldn't be on the fucking streets. But okay.
There's programs.
Yeah. Let's say people who don't really have family, or you have a fucked up family and they're not taking you in. They're like, hey, man, that's on you. Sorry. So let's say you have that.
I think some families are so it's like such a fucked up situation.
Yeah, you don't want to go back home. Like, I left for a reason. So let's say you're in that situation. You lose your job. You can't find another one. I don't know why. Find a shitty job. Work two shitty jobs. You can manage. Let's just say you can't. There are so many programs out there. You lose your place. There's shelters. There's places where they will help you find work, you know? There's so many things. That's why I'm pretty sure if you are actually homeless, you're just mentally ill. There's some kind of drug problem, mental illness. That's my take.
The biggest thing is mental illness. Because you see these people, and it's like, you can tell right away when you look at them, like, guy's not right.
Now, I see this guy around where I live, and I think, is he a hippie or is he homeless? And I don't know.
That's a game you play.
Yeah. Hippie or homeless?
Yeah, because there's some hippies
that they look like they're fucking homeless. Yeah. They got like the fucking dirty ass long dreads, and they're wearing shitty clothes.
Not a fan of showering. Yeah, or smelling like, nice.
Are you a homeless man here?
I love the people who walk around barefoot.
Yeah, like you don't know, hippie or homeless. I have no fucking idea. This black guy, I see him on Ridge Road around here, and he's got these big dreads, and he's always kind of just hanging out on the street. I'm like, is that guy homeless?
This is the Rastafari.
Or is he just a fucking weirdo?
The Rasta. He's cool.
Yeah, I heard you. Like I said, I don't know if he's a weirdo or if
he's just
homeless.
Can a guy stand in the corner and listen to Bob Marley without you giving him shit?
All day, every day, I guess.
Listen, you wish you could just stand somewhere all day, every day, don't you?
Not really. I like to do other things.
Yeah, well. Or are you one of those people who are like, listen, even if I was rich, I'd have to do something. I'd have to work.
No. I hate those assholes. It's like, listen, if a relative died and I got a lot of money or I won the lottery, I wouldn't quit my job. No, I'd keep busy. Yeah, like, fuck you. I'm staying home.
I'd have to work. I couldn't just do nothing. Yeah, you know what? I could do nothing. Nothing's one of my favorite things to do.
I love doing nothing. I would just hang out and bang. Be awesome. And that's our one bit we have with thrusting is for the poor. I just lay back. Chicks just climb right on top. I wouldn't do shit.
I don't even know if I'd bother chicks. I'd probably have all kinds of fancy electronics.
Electronics that jerk you off?
I'll jerk myself off and then I go on with my day.
That's
so much
work, man. I pay someone to do it. My butler. Oh, I'd get the butler from that president movie.
You mentioned that movie all week.
I know. I love it. It's my favorite movie.
No, listen. If I'm rich, I jerk off in the morning. The rest of my day is free and clear. Don't have to worry about trying to get chicks. It's a waste of time.
They'll come to you, believe me.
Maybe they will, maybe they won't.
Maybe they will. You're that rich? They'd be pounding on the door.
I don't give a fuck. Anyways, homeless.
Become rich.
Why don't
we... buy a house.
Now, I heard people have the same exact idea for people with AIDS.
Put them on an homeless island?
Well, a homeless village. Like, we collect all these homeless, each city, and you give them this, like, little place, and then they, you know, they work on stuff. Crafts, I guess. I don't know.
Well, what if they don't want to? Are we kidnapping them? I don't want to live
over there. It
should
be illegal to be homeless because you're just sitting out in the streets. You need a place to go.
Why?
Don't you legally need an address to like do like? I think it's technically illegal to be homeless, isn't it? Like,
I don't know.
You're not getting arrested or anything.
You son of a bitch, shoot him!
But you're not like, I don't know. You know you don't have an address. You're not paying taxes and.
Well, I'm not buying anything. Well, you know what? If I buy something, I'm paying sales tax. I'm not paying taxes because I don't
own
property.
Listen, I just bought this bottle of hooch. I
don't have a job, so I don't need to pay taxes on wages. I don't own a home, so I don't need to pay property taxes.
What
about
the property?
And if I buy something...
What about your refrigerator box?
That's ill-gotten gains.
I remember I was in Cleveland once for a Cleveland Browns game, and we parked in the parking garage. We get out. It was early in the morning. This dude was still sleeping. He had his blanket out on the sidewalk. Not like in an alley, like right on the sidewalk. And next to his head was a can of like,
Dinty Moore beef stew.
Like, it was something like that, like some kind of canned food. Like, look at this guy. Like, I was thinking of stealing his food from him.
Yeah, because you're a really good guy.
Well, they have signs in Cleveland, I don't know about other cities, that say, like, specifically, like, do not give money to the homeless. If you want to give to them, you know, give to a real charity.
Why do they hate the homeless over
there? No, because half the time they say that these guys are swindlers. They don't need the money. Or, you know, it's not really... Or they just use it for, like, drugs or booze. So it's not really helping them out. They're, you know, whatever they say, they're... The one time I was in the city a few weeks ago, this guy goes, hey, man. And he was dressed like... He had nice clothes. Not nice clothes.
Nicer clothes than you.
He had newer clothes. And he's like, hey, man. And this is a common story. He goes, I'm trying to get back to Albany, but I got no money for a bus ticket, man. And I gotta get home. You got anything?
Let's move here, man.
There's always some fucking story about how he needs to get somewhere.
Holy shit, dude. Me too. I'm from Albany. Where in Albany are you from? You should do that. Say in the opposite direction. You think you got it bad? I'm from fucking Boston.
I would be like, you probably make more money in a week swindling people for money than I make at my job, so I don't want to hear your shit.
You know what?
I never carry money on me.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I do give a little something. One time, you know, I'm sure it was probably a scam, but I was like, yeah, all right. And I gave the dude a couple bucks. He's walking around with a picture of a little girl, and he was like, I will kill her if you don't give me any money. And he's like, this is my daughter. Listen, I mean, I don't like asking people for money, but, you know, he had a sob story.
You seem to be doing an awful lot for someone who doesn't enjoy it.
He had a big smile on his face.
Remember the one time the homeless dude, we were at the one street where all the clubs are, and he's like giving us advice on how to get ladies?
Listen, man, I'm homeless and I get pussy, all right? So let me tell you how it is.
I saw a documentary and they kept showing these two disgusting homeless people having sex.
Oh, yeah.
They're a homeless couple.
Come on, man. I mean... If you're homeless, you know, at least you have a girl.
Listen, if you have a girlfriend and she's like...
She loves you, man. What if she had a home and she gave it up?
This is what I'm saying. That's a good test. Like, if you love me, you'll be homeless with me.
If she's not insane, she'll say, or how about you just come live in my home, idiot?
I guess.
Nope, that's a deal breaker. I gotta roam free. I'm a nomad. And
yeah,
if you love me,
well,
come
you're
with
a nomad.
Me.
I'm a vagabond. You don't see, you know, people don't go by those words. I want to be one of those wandering people. Can you do that anymore, or is it harder to hitchhike across America?
I mean, you can do it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how easy it's going to be. I think it would be really hard. No one wants to pick up hitchhikers these days. That's you're going to do a hell of a lot of walking. I keep them in my knapsack.
So the way I see to solve it is gather them all up, put them in a nice place.
Yeah, I don't see that as a solution because you really can't force people to do that.
You know what? There is no solution because half these people,
I
gave them like a check for $1,000. Like, here you go, go do so. You know, find yourself a place to live. They wouldn't use it for that. They would have $1,000 worth of hooch in their refrigerator box.
Yeah, my earlier statement from the beginning, which was mental illness, drug addiction, and you can't really get rid of those. So I think that's the main.
How about we wrangle them all up, slaughter them, feed the hungry with their beef, their meat?
Are the hungry homeless? Because how are you feeding the people after you just slaughter them with the same people you want to feed them?
They have homes. They just don't have food.
How do you have a home with no food?
They have, food comes second.
Wait, you have money to buy to pay for your home?
Shelter, food. Shelter's first. You need somewhere to live. Then
actually,
food.
Don't people say food and shelter? They don't say shelter and food.
Well, I don't know.
Pretty sure.
There's a soup kitchen here. So I always think about going there.
You have food at home.
I was going to go to
you just want a free meal?
I was going to go to the
food pantry?
Well, no, I was going to go to the thrift store, buy some shitty clothes, put them on, you know, grow my beard out.
Just for a free meal.
Don't shower for a few days so my hair's all greasy. Wander in there, get some free soup.
You don't even like soup. We've established this
Wednesday,
before.
I think Wednesday's at noon to 1 o'clock at this one church near us. Soup kitchen.
Huh. I mean, good for them. You know, people need help.
As long as they're not trying to, like, get me to convert.
That's how they get you.
Listen, I just want some soup. I don't need any of this God shit, all right?
But it's Jesus soup. Drink.
Hurry up. I got to get to work soon.
Yeah.
Got to mow the lawn.
Mow the lawn? What, you're a gardener?
Having a barbecue later.
Yeah, I just installed a new fire pit in my yard, too. It's beauty. It's a beaut.
What are you doing here? Listen.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
That's how I save money. Anyway. Yeah, I guess there's no homeless problem anymore. HotShotWizKids.com,
hey,
full sales, many sales.
You're homeless and hungry? It's September any, I think. At Subway. Subway's $5 subs at Subway this month.
You know what? They could probably panhandle $5.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what?
Or to stink up the place. The father would care and fucking take this.
No, they'll call the police first. But you know what? A sub is big enough. Don't you think you could live on one sub a day? If that's all you had?
Sure.
Yeah. Plus,
I eat one meal a day.
We've talked about it before. We throw away so much good shit. I would just be hanging outside of Burger King. At the end of the night, you know Burger King, all the workers are closed up, cleaned up by midnight. I'm hitting that fucking dumpster.
Yep. Donut places, pizza.
Probably still warm. Hell yeah. Yeah, you're fine.
We're gonna job there and steal the food.
It's even better because it's warm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yeah, HotShotWizKids.com.
See you next
week's
week.
Week's over.